This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Homer Smith. Last name Smith, S-M-I-T-H, first name Homer, H-O-M-E-R. Date of birth, August 23rd, 1965. Patient seen for MedStar Family Care, PLC. And for Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N, Imam, I-M-A-M, M-D. New paragraph. Fax number for them is 972-442-1140. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Imam, thank you for this referral. This 59-year-old white male never smoked, drinks rarely, socially, denies, he is allergic to sulfa and codeine. Symptoms, patient is here with history of deep vein thrombosis, diagnosed recently about 2-3 weeks ago. New paragraph, history of present illness. Patient had several knee surgery, altogether 9, which included both knee replacement. Patient had surgery about 6 weeks ago for a infection in the knee, which was replaced. The patient at that time was worked up and was found to have DVT, and he was placed on Eliquis. So he has been on Eliquis for about a month or so. He also had pulmonary embolism in June of 2024. It was detected on a CT scan, and he took Eliquis for about 3 months. New paragraph. Past medical history, patient had significant issues with degenerative joint disease. He had 2 back surgery, 3 shoulder surgery, and 9 knee surgery. The patient also said that he was electrocuted once while working on a oil rig. Also has history of sleep apnea. New paragraph. Current medication, he's on Eliquis, 5 milligram twice daily. Baby aspirin, 81 milligram daily. And he's on antibiotic, which includes deptomycin and ceftriaxone, which is rocephin, intravenously for this infected left knee prosthesis. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is 59-year-old, 5 feet 10 inch tall, weighing 220, blood pressure 133/89, eyes ENT unremarkable, no lymph node felt in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Recent DVT left leg. Diagnosis 2, history of pulmonary embolism and DVT before. Diagnosis 3, currently on antibiotic for infected left knee prosthesis. New paragraph recommendations. He is advised to continue Eliquis 5 mg twice daily at least for 6 months. Thereafter we can re-evaluate him. He also is on baby aspirin. I will continue that for right now. I told the patient that we will try to get some Eliquis samples for him, since he said they are very expensive and he cannot afford it. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Homer Smith. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Imam at MedStar Family Care PLC. Thank you.